Creates Art Podcast. Project, National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 27. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So at the time I'm recording this, it's April, and what April means is National Poetry Writing Month. And what is National Poetry Writing Month, you might ask? I'm glad you asked that question because you're a smart listener. So what it is it's a way to bring poetry to the forefront, bring poetry to people that may not understand it, or you bring us poets together and really celebrate the craft that we do. For so long, poetry has been taught in the schools here in the United States, and it's kind of been put to a corner, and it's, you know, rhymey, sing-songy. It's not considered serious. And poets are, you know, kind of like the redheaded stepchildren of the art world sometimes. And the funny thing is that if you think about poetry, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of rap, music lyrics, all derive from a poetic beginning. And poetry doesn't have to be short, sweet, and always positive. Doesn't have to be dark and morose and always negative. It can be anything that you want it to be. It's, you know, I hate it when people tell me, oh, well, poetry is this, poetry is that. You make it up. You get free rein to make whatever poetry you want to make. And this month celebrates the people that make poetry and encourages those that don't to give it a shot. So your next question is probably going to be, well, how do I participate in National Poetry Writing Month? What do I got to do? Is there a membership club that I got to join up with? Do I have to pay dues? Do I get to learn the secret handshake of poets? No. There is no secret handshake. But what you can do is go to this website that is naporimo.net, naporimo.net. And there you will find in the month of April a prompt for each and every day. The beauty of this is that there's nobody sitting on your shoulder going, you missed the prompt, or you didn't make, you know, you didn't follow the prompt. And if you miss a day or two, no one's going to smack your hand and go, oh, well, you're not a poet because you missed a day because you had a funeral to go to, or your child was being born, or you just didn't feel like it. It is entirely up to you how you want to participate in National Poetry Writing Month. I like it because it develops and builds a community, even if only for a month. It develops and builds a community of poets and people who enjoy reading poetry in one spot. And what happens is, in that prompt, there is a comment section. And what the folks that are participating in it will do is they'll either put their poem there or a link back to their website. What I do is I put a link back to the episode that corresponds with the day for the prompt. And a lot of times after the month is over, I'll go back and look at those comment sections. And I'll meet poets that I would have never met before, that I would have no chance of meeting. I would have never known of their existence. So it's a beautiful thing that you can build that community. And as artists, we all need that community. This year has been a little bit of a challenge for me right towards the middle of the month as I started falling behind a day, then 2 days, because it's also Financial Literacy Month. In my day job, I run a financial wellness program for my company. So it's been a bit of a hectic month for me in April here, but I'm trying to catch up. So even though the day I'm recording this is the 28th of April, this is for the prompt for the 27th of April. So let's get on with that prompt. Prompt is optional as always. The challenge is to write an American sonnet, which is like a regular sonnet, but with fewer rules. And like a traditional Spenserian or Shakespearean sonnet, an American sonnet is shortish, generally 14 lines but not necessary, discursive, and tends to end with a bang. But there's no need to have a rhyme scheme or even a specific meter. So this one is entitled Things Left Undone. There are squished raisins around the floor being covered by dust bunnies. There are several records that were desired that are left unplayed. Multiple piles of books growing monthly that are unread. Comic books that provided an escape are now trapped in stasis. Sketch pads that haven't been scrawled upon with deteriorating colored pencils. Leftover pressure-treated boards from a deck that needs to be sealed and stained. A fire pit that has never seen a fire lit or had s'mores roasted upon. Keyboards that creak when looked at in anticipation of being played. Awards just waiting to have their time in the spotlight of a wall of love. Empty cardboard boxes that used to be the home waiting to be recycled. A neighborhood waiting to embrace the occupants of this home. An infinite amount of blank digital sheets waiting to be filled with ideas. Letters waiting to be crafted to let friends know their importance. And here I am, amongst all of this, bored, wanting to create, but never knowing where to start. So that is today's piece. I want to thank you so much for listening and or reading. Whichever way you're doing it is perfectly fine with me. Hope you enjoyed today's poem here today. And I hope it puts a little bug in your hat and gets you writing poetry. Because I know for me, I've been doing it since 1988. And it's a fun thing. I really enjoy, you know, just sitting down and getting... a bee in my bonnet and creating something. So if you'd like to reach out to me, if you have ideas for the show, if you'd like to be on the show, that is perfectly fine. I'd love to have you here. I do interviews from time to time. If you have critiques of the show, I have a pretty thick skin. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you think needs to be changed, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. If you say you want to hear less of my voice, well, it's my podcast, so fooey on you. But no, seriously, let me know. I want this to be a 5-star podcast for you, first and foremost. And then if it so inspires you to go ahead and share it with another friend, that's even better. I love it when I hear people share this, share these episodes with others. So definitely let me know what's on your mind and what you're doing. Speaking about sharing this podcast, I do run another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And what I do with that is I listen to other podcasts. I know, crazy, right? And I bring back the ones that I think are really good, and I review them for you. And then I also reach out to the hosts of those podcasts, and we talk about their inspiration, how they got started, their podcast journey, and a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff that you can't get anywhere else. Basically, what I'm trying to do is help you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. Again, you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. All right, that's it for me right now. I need to write 2 more poems before I'm done with the day. So it's about 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday here where I'm at, so I got some work ahead of me here today. But here's the thing. I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there. Look around your room. Look around where you're at. Is there something you can create? Well, go create something for somebody you love. Yourself. I'll talk to you again soon.